Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
This season, let your shoes do the talking. Designer Shoe Warehouse is packed with fresh styles that speak to your whole vibe, without saying a word. From cool sneakers that look good with everything, to easy sandals you'll want to wear on repeat, DSW has you covered. Find a shoe for every you, from the brands you love, like Birkenstock, Nike, Adidas, New Balance, and more. Head to your DSW store or visit DSW.com today.
Hi, this is Javon, your Blinds.com design consultant.
Oh, wow, a real person.
Yep, I'm here to help with everything from selecting the perfect window treatments to...
Well, I've got a complicated project.
No problem. We make the complex simple. I can even help schedule a professional measure and install.
I didn't realize you did that.
We can also send you samples fast and free.
Wow, I mean, I always thought I needed a designer to come to my home, but scheduling's always a nightmare.
Not with Blinds.com. We're on your schedule, and there's no haggling, pressure, or hidden fees either.
I just might have to do more.
Whatever you need. How about you tell me what you had in mind?
Okay, then. So the first room we're looking at is for guests coming over, and I'm thinking of something.
Blinds.com has covered over 25 million windows, all backed by a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Shop Blinds.com now and save up to 40% site-wide. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Ready to give the Pats some credit, Keith?
Of course I am.
Credit pie. Who's getting the biggest slice?
They want credit.
They for sure want credit. They're out there front and center for the credit. Good photo op yesterday.
Oh,
a lot of
real
nice pictures taken. Good uniforms. Disappointed because we're doing our uniforms bracket, and they unveiled a bunch of the new free agents yesterday, and they all got to hold up a jersey, and it was the blue one. They went navy blue. I thought maybe... Go Pat Patriot. Go old school.
Go with the throwbacks.
It's unfortunate.
By the way, they're matched up today. The Pat Patriot
are.
Throwbacks, 215.
I should have worn mine today.
At Jones and Keefe all day long, they're matched up with the Dolphins. I wonder who's going to win that one.
Could be close. That's why you got to vote.
But it is up at Jones and Keefe on Twitter and Instagram, or the full bracket anyway, you can see on Instagram. Vote on Twitter. No, yesterday this occurred to me because I was surprised. I didn't have the video up when we were going to the press conference. So I really didn't know who was speaking at first. And so Nick goes, hey, they're starting. We threw to it live. Yeah. And all of a sudden it's Kraft's voice. And I'm like, wait, what?
Hey, guys.
The Patriots didn't forecast that's who it was. I was unaware that Robert Kraft was going to speak. I didn't anticipate that at all. I thought Vrabel and Wolf probably. We knew some of the players were going to be there. I had no idea it was going to be Kraft. And it made sense. Like, once we heard it, I'm like, oh, he wants to go out and take credit and make sure people know that he was behind it. I spent the money. This is why the players are here. Me.
Yeah, pretty good, guys. You guys said I didn't spend. What about Milton Williams?
How about, can I interest you in a Morgan Moses?
How about Robert
Spillane? No one's ever heard of him.
No.
But Robert Spillane.
That was the other thing I was thinking of. And not, I'm very happy with the signings, right? So this is going to come across as I'm not, but I am. In the days of like the jersey presentation, I think the one recently of like the last 20 years, the one that really stands out on the positive would be Garnett, Allen, and Pierce.
Obviously, weird
to have Pierce, who's already with the uniform for many years. But you know what I'm saying? Like, that photo is ingrained into my head.
Yes. A young
Cub
Adam Jones was at that
you
press
were there.
Conference. Yes.
As is, and I might have been at this one, Chris Humphreys, Marshawn Brooks, Keith Bogans.
Yeah.
It's honestly in the middle of those two.
Oh, it's closer to Bogans than Garnett,
maybe.
Pierce, and Allen.
But Garnett, Pierce, and Allen's three Hall of Famers.
Yeah.
They introduced zero Hall of Famers yesterday. But but there's that one was, everybody was sad, right? Brad Stevens was smiling. Everybody else was sad. Danny Ainge was like, what have I done? Like there was, he's like, we got to wait for these draft picks and they better hit. That's like the saddest press conference ever, that one.
Yeah.
I still think about that. It's great. I don't think Keith Bogans ever showed up. Marshawn Brooks, it was a mess. Humphreys actually did play some, but
Humphreys was okay that year.
Was it Gerald Wallace? Or no, who was the? But he wasn't even there.
No, that sounds right. Gerald Wallace.
But he no-showed the photo, which was smart.
He's like, I'm not going to be a meme for the rest of my life.
But like, I was looking at it yesterday, and I'm like, I am. I, I'm happy about these guys, but it's a lot of pomp and circumstance for like a big D tackle, a run stuffing linebacker, a second corner,
and
a backup tackle.
And it's embarrassing. Even if they brought in a wide receiver and a left tackle, like it's still embarrassing.
No, if it was Ronnie Stanley and Chris Godwin, I would have liked it more.
I would feel the same way. Yeah. I would feel the exact same way if you're Robert Kraft. It's embarrassing to come out and take all this credit when you have barely spent a dime the last 3 years.
You've won 8 games in the last 2 years combined.
And on balance for the last decade, or even going back to the beginning of your ownership, you're at the bottom of spending. And so now you want to come out and take some credit because you brought in a D tackle who plays less than 50% of the time?
Not anymore.
And you bring in a guy, Robert Spillane,
playing more.
Robert Spillane, nobody ever heard of?
No.
And you want to come out and thump your chest? That's embarrassing.
Yeah.
And on top of that,
it is a departure.
You have Elliott Wolf being like, oh, I always wanted Carlton Davis. I wanted him in the draft when we had him. And it's like all these people trying to take credit for something that, A, I don't really want to give him credit for, and B, something we know, Elliott, you had nothing to do with. Like, that whole thing yesterday was odd, in some ways off-putting, and certainly
a victory lap. They haven't played a game yet. And
certainly embarrassing.
You have to do that when you're unveiling new guys, but the Celtics, I think, are the best example of like the wide extremes, and like we've seen it, and like that's the difference that it can be. And these four guys yesterday, I was just kind of getting a kick out of it because they did sign more than these four guys. They mentioned Harold Landry a couple times, and they're like, well, he had to go back on vacation.
He left. He's on vacation.
Smart.
Yeah.
Harold Landry's like, so I want to stand up there with these guys with my jersey, or do I want to go back to like Barbados?
Maybe
like,
he was in the same place Jonathan Kraft was yesterday. Jonathan Kraft couldn't be bothered to show up. Maybe
Jonathan Kraft's
maybe
super
they were together.
Busy.
Yeah.
You can't. I mean, the scheduling's been tough.
Real tough.
He hasn't been able to hit any of these events. I think he'll be at the first game, though, right? He'll be in the box with Robert on week one.
Yeah, probably taking notes on,
I would imagine,
Josh McDaniels and his crappy play calls.
Yep. Yeah, that the moment Alex Van Pelt's job came to an end. But he'd be like, the play calling is awful. Like,
so that whole thing, the further we get away from it, we carried it live here yesterday on Jones and Keith. Weird. Strange. And I just, Robert Kraft so desperately wants the fans to give him credit and adore him and, in his mind, give him his due. And it just...
But it's all guys...
It was an off-putting, embarrassing thing yesterday.
But you didn't get any of your top guys. Mike Vrabel said that. That was one of the lines that jumped out to me. He's like, they're all Plan Bs. He's like, I love Plan B. No, I know we're going to get to it. But I'm saying, like, you're also taking a victory lap for guys that you weren't at the top of your list.
Correct.
So you and I differ. I think if it was Stanley and Godwin and Milton Williams, and I think you'd be in Carlton Davis, and you're like, all right, look at this. I mean, Morgan Moses, depending on what you do, like, may not start. Robert Spillane is a useful player, but he's like a fall on the pile 100 tackle guy.
Correct.
And like, you're trotting him out there like you have these all pros. It is pretty humorous, but they're not the guys that they wanted necessarily, but it's been years and years and years of everybody saying they're not spending money. So Robert wanted to get out there and be like, hey, you know, he's had a lot of press conferences. Unfortunately for him, half of his press conferences over the last 2 years have been about why we fired a coach. And so now he's saying, like, look at, we're big players in free agency. When you're like, yeah, you brought in players. But
yeah.
Like,
I mean, again, you haven't spent forever. You've been in hiding forever. I mean, the last time they held a press conference like this, Andy Hart told us yesterday, was Roosevelt Colvin in 2003. And I bet a lot of that was Bill.
But
it's like, you weren't out with press conferences a year ago when you signed nobody, or the year before that, and now you want all this credit for finally signing a few guys in free agency?
Yeah, how come they didn't do it for Austin Hooper and Antonio Gibson last year?
Yeah, Chukwuma Okorafor.
What's the line?
Where was the press conference for Chukwuma Okorafor last year?
That's why he left.
Maybe.
He said, you know what, guys?
Guys, you don't give me enough credit.
I want an opening press conference.
So we'll get to your thoughts on all of this yesterday. 617-779-7937, the absurdity of it. We're not going to spend all day on it, but we'll spend a good chunk of time on it here today. On Jones and Keefe. Cooper Kupp, still a free agent.
He's not coming here.
It's been like 2 days where he was supposed to have signed by now. He's not coming here?
No.
Okay. I don't feel great about
it.
Do you think
he is?
No.
There's
no,
like 12 teams interested, and he's going to get decent money, and he's going to go to a team that's probably pretty good. So, yeah, he's not coming here.
I also smell a rat when it comes to this Chris Godwin contract. We'll get to that later on in this hour. Adam Schefter had quote-unquote details on the offer to Chris Godwin, which I'm not buying. I will get to the Bruins. Great effort out of them last night. And Jeremy Swayman in Ottawa.
I finally put down a few hams.
I know.
Screwed me all the... Yeah, whatever. We'll get to them.
You hit 2/3 of your parlay.
That's what they should start calling me.
Two letters.
Rich two out of three on the parlay, Keith. It's like, it is consistent.
Yeah, you're not third leg, Keith.
No. Whatever the opposite of that is. But if you need somebody to hit two out of three legs, so next time I tweet out a pick, do yourself a favor, look at those three,
yeah,
and know that two of them will hit.
Pick your favorite two.
I don't know which one won't,
yeah,
hence why I keep throwing these out, but pick two and you have a chance.
We'll get to Rafi Devers as well. Just weird, ridiculous press conference.
I like this guy less and less by
where
the day.
He hears questions in English, he immediately answers them in Spanish, then his interpreter comes out and answers on his behalf, but like catches himself halfway through it and is like, whoa, what I meant to say was, and now today, Sean McAdam reporting, Devers is about to request a trade. He's so upset with everything that went down. Devers almost requested a trade.
Send him for Vlad.
From the Red Sox.
Get it done.
So we'll get to that, too. It's 617-779-7937. A lot of good stuff here on a Friday. We'll get to our Friday four-pack at 1130. We'll update the Jones and Keefe bracket up now at Jones and Keefe on Twitter and Instagram. And, of course, Week in Review coming your way as well. You can dial us up, 617-779-7937. You can watch on twitch.tv/BostonWEEI. Watch and chat there. Always a healthy chat on Twitch. And you can watch on YouTube. Just subscribe to WEEI. Let's play a little more Mike Vrabel yesterday. We aired this live on Jones and Keefe in the final hour. You immediately pounced on this comment, Keefe. This is Mike Vrabel, discussing all the free agents the Patriots brought in. They were introducing yesterday, and he had a weird aside with them all sitting right there next to him in the middle of it.
I want to thank specifically our little free agent group, which was me, Elliot, Ryan Cowden, Matt Groh, Richard Miller, that we were firing them off left and right, just trying to get
gross
back, touch, go, pivot.
Pivot.
Because everything happens pretty quick, and that was fun, just being able to, everybody, you know, working a different angle, getting the contracts done, communicating on that, going to Plan B. And really, it was fun, and we're excited about the players that we had.
Okay, how about that?
Pivot, Plan B. Also, I want to thank me. So he starts it. I want to thank the free agent group, me.
He's like Ricky Henderson.
Yeah. Today, I had the greatest. So
I want to thank specifically our little free agent group, which was me.
I want to thank me.
Myself.
For the great job that I did as we had to pivot and get to Plan B.
They're all sitting there.
Plan B. They're like, yeah. I mean, if you're Milton Williams, you're like, whatever. Call me whatever you want. You give me $100 million
yeah,
or
sure.
You know, 50 guaranteed. So you'll take it. The other guys are probably thinking like, Because that's the other part of it is the reports are, and whether how much was real money, fake money, somewhere in between, Ronnie Stanley and Chris Godwin were their priorities. And they didn't get either one.
No.
And then so Vrabel had fun in this process and was able to pivot and go to Plan B and toss out these new guys, new contracts. And we are like, we are excited about these guys. Like we are. You're like, okay.
Sure you are.
Not as excited as you would have been had you gotten the guys that you really wanted.
So do you think they're all Plan Bs?
I think Milton Williams probably was not a Plan B.
I think the more you read about, and part of Schefter going on and on about the Godwin contract is I think he answered the question. They did want Godwin.
Yeah.
I'm not sure they had the best offer for Godwin, but they did want Godwin.
But like Plan A, regardless of how they do
it. They did want Ronnie Stanley.
Yeah.
And then when they didn't get those guys, they felt like they had extra money to really go over the top for Milton Williams.
That could be true.
So I think technically, maybe not at his position. At D-tackle, he might have been their Plan A. But in their overall free agency big board, if you will, I think he was a Plan B. I think Vrabel was being,
right.
I think he was being honest there. It's just an odd comment with all those guys sitting right to your left.
Well, Stanley, Moses clearly a Plan B.
Oh,
I mean,
that.
It's the position. Oh,
if
yeah, that. Maybe yeah. Lower down the list.
Yeah.
I think Carlton Davis is an interesting one because I actually like that signing quite a bit. But that contract, that amount of money, because you already have one really good corner, I'm sure you're thinking if we get Godwin, we're probably not throwing money at Davis. Even though they play different positions,
right.
I think you could line that one up.
I agree.
We're like, hey, we got Godwin. Now we have one really good receiver, one really good corner, and now we can at least attack the draft a certain way. And so as much as we're kind of, you know, poking fun at him a little bit, I am glad that they didn't go what the Red Sox have done for so many years, which is, hey, we really wanted this guy at $700
million. Soto, but we had no backup plan.
And we didn't spend any other money.
Right.
So it's like, all right, you wanted Godwin at, let's say, $20, $25 million. He didn't sign. So you don't need to just hang on to that money and, you know, put it in a Roth IRA. Like, you can go get Carlton Davis or go get Milton Williams. And I know those weren't the two biggest positions of need, but those were two of the better free agents available. So I'm happy about that. But it is just weird. As much as it is, Mike Vrabel is very much the in-between Mayo and Belichick for a lot of ways. We've said this, right? He's a little bit more human than Belichick. He's a little bit more tight-lipped than Mayo.
Yeah.
But a little bit looser-lipped than Belichick, right? And a little bit more of a hard-ass than Mayo.
And
so
that Plan B line was a bit loose-lipped.
The Plan B line is a Mayo line, big time.
Good call.
Some of the stuff he said yesterday was very Gerard Mayo-like, which is surprising. But then he also would flip it and have, like, right from the Belichick playbook. Hey, what about Godwin? We can't talk about players that aren't on our team. Like, okay, that is a Bill Belichick quote for 25 years. So, yeah, it's early. We've heard him talk now, what, three times, I want to say? Vrabel, or twice?
No, I think you're right. I think three times, yeah.
So, and it's been kind of a little bit of both, right? I thought maybe he'd be a little bit more personable than he's been, but he has given us plenty to talk about. So there is that. But yeah, what a scene yesterday, just sort of describing the free agency thus far.
I want to thank specifically our little free agent group, which was me.
I'm the greatest of all time.
Yeah, that's a Mayo line,
yeah,
too.
Yeah, that is a Mayo line.
Yeah.
You're right.
Yeah.
So what'd we think of Vrabel yesterday? What'd you think of the whole introductory press conference? You can jump in.
The text line. Plan A, Lamborghini. Plan B, Toyota Camry. I had a Camry. I like that thing. I love the Camry.
That your first vehicle?
No, that was the one I had prior to this one I have now.
Oh, nice.
I liked it a lot. The little bullet bomb around.
Yeah.
Then once you have kids, it's like, we got to kind of get bigger.
A lot of mileage on those puppies.
Oh,
you can put a lot of mileage
God,
on those
things. The highway miles? Forget about
it. That's true. Highway miles. Yeah. That's true. This is more of a Bill answer. We highlighted a Mayo answer earlier. This is more of a Bill answer from Mike Vrabel. I know this jumped out to you yesterday as well. He was asked actually quite a few questions. Maybe he was asked a total of like 7 or 8 questions at the press conference yesterday. I think 3 of them were about David Andrews. Phil Perry asked him specifically about Andrews and whether or not the release was health related. Here's what he said.
Hey, Mike, just on the timing with David, was it injury related for him? He obviously was hurt last year.
I'm not going to get into a lot of details and specifics. I want to try to, celebrate these players that we have here on this team that we're going to be moving forward with. Robert and Elliot, touched on David, but, we're just trying to move forward here and continue to sign and add players that we feel like are going to help us win and really start preparing at April 7th.
So that's a weird answer.
Yeah.
We're going to have people here who are going to help us win.
The Andrews wouldn't do that?
Right. I mean, maybe that's not what he meant, but that's exactly what I thought when he said it.
I feel like Andrews is pretty good. So, now the only thing I can think of is,
did Andrews win as many Super Bowls as Vrabel as a player? No,
Vrabel won 3. I think Andrews won 2, but whatever.
Was Andrews not all 3 of them?
I don't think Andrews was on the 14 team.
Okay.
I think he was 16 and 18, but whatever. I mean, he was on a lot of good teams. He didn't get to play his whole career with Brady, though, which would have helped.
Yeah.
He bridged that gap to some of the other quarterbacks, right?
You're right. Two for Andrews.
Yeah. But Andrews is great. And I wonder if it just has more to do with injury and he doesn't want to say that, because if Andrews is going to try to play somewhere else, why do you need Mike Vrabel coming out there and being like, yeah, we wanted him, but he's hurt or whatever? Right. Like, I don't know if it's that. But it is strange because he's like, well, we want to talk about the players who are here. It's like, well, Robert Kraft did kind of start by talking about Andrews and like saying, like thanking him and what a great player he was.
After Kraft was had the line about, I was told I need to calm down about all these great free agents we brought in. Maybe he just needs to calm. He's like, I spent what?
But there was another good question in there too, as like sort of related to Andrews, is you guys have a lot of needs and you seemingly created another one by moving on from Andrews.
Yeah, I think I was Karen right off the top.
Yeah.
The question before Phil, maybe it was Andrew Callahan. And he was like, well, we factor in a lot of things, leadership and toughness and all these things. I'm like, yeah.
Andrews is a leader and he's tough.
I kind of think so, too. So I would still lean. And this is just an opinion. I have no idea, no insight. I'm basing it mostly on Mike Reese's tweet yesterday. I still would lean David Andrews is going to retire. And the whole thing at the end of the day, we'll look at it and go, well, yeah, maybe that was weird bookkeeping. And maybe it seemed a little callous to release David Andrews as opposed to just let him retire on his timeline and do it that way. But that's nitpicky.
Mm-hmm.
If he doesn't play anywhere else, I get why they had to do their bookkeeping and everything else and move ahead with the offseason. You can't wait forever. I get that. If he plays somewhere else, I don't get it.
Yeah, I don't love that at all, because last year he only played in four games, but overall he's been maybe a little bit more durable than you think. You know, these offensive linemen, how many combinations did they have last year? Like 100? Like, it was every week. It was a new starting lineup. And last year he went down week four and we didn't see him again. But if he's able to recover and come back, like, I don't know. I think he'd be pretty worthwhile keeping around. But we'll see what the backup plan ends up being.
617-779-7937. You can jump in all day long here on Jones and Keefe. How much credit should we give Robert Kraft? They still don't, as Ray points out on Twitter. They still don't have a left tackle.
No.
They still don't have a wide receiver. Like, imagine, Robert, if they did that in free agency. What would yesterday look like? If he already was told he needed to calm down after signing a tackle, defensive tackle, who played less than 50% of the snaps.
Yeah.
A right tackle, a linebacker nobody's ever heard of, a corner who I like.
I like the corner.
If Robert's throwing himself a party for that, imagine if they signed Godwin or traded for Metcalf and signed Ronnie Stanley or traded for Laramie Tunsil. Imagine that. So they still have massive needs on this team. How are they going to fill the wide receiver hole? Doesn't sound like it's going to be Cooper Kupp. How are they going to play defense? We got more answers on that, plus all your phone calls again. 617-779-7937. Lanny's going to have the latest in trending coming up. Any quick thoughts on the Bruins last night? I know you didn't hit your third leg there, Keith.
No, I didn't. But, I mean, they did. I mean, they got smoked. But they were down 4-1. You thought they were dead. They did have some fight in the second, and they actually had two great opportunities late second to make it a one-goal game. And I was like, if they get this, like, maybe we got a little something going here.
I can't stand Allmark, as you know, but that the save on Lauri was unbelievable.
Swayman was brutal. I mean, that's my first thought.
He was less than stellar last night.
Yeah, it's all about having the mind of a goldfish.
But, I mean, you know, Ottawa's solid. They're the number one wild card team. But the two teams they just beat were really solid. Two teams are above them in Tampa Bay and Florida.
Is the playoff dream dead? I feel like the little two-game hot streak without Marchand, the little playoff dream we were allowing ourselves to have, I think that's dead.
At least they aren't chasing Ottawa, though. They're chasing Columbus, who did lose.
Yeah, true. That still feels
dead. Yeah, Ottawa might be out of reach.
That still feels dead.
It does feel dead, because that's a big, like, 4-point swing on Ottawa. But I know you are chasing Columbus.
The math was already massively working against them. There are other teams in front of them.
Oh, they were, like, less than 10% chance of making it.
So I don't like how it's going, and I don't like what you saw to Jeremy Swayman. You can't get out of the first period. You can't get out of the first period. And I know, he was getting bombarded by shots. I think it was 15 shots on goal in the first period.
Yeah, we kind of need you.
You are allowed to stop some of them.
Kind of need you.
So that's where you're at with the Bruins. We'll get to all the latest there in trending from Billy Lanny. And when we come back, the Patriots, how are they planning on playing defense? I think we got some insight on that from Vrabel yesterday. What's their plan at wide receiver?
Ugh.
That was an answer that was severely lacking. More from yesterday's head-scratching press conference right after trending with Billy Lanny.
Optimize your nutrition this year with Factor, America's number one ready-to-eat meal service. Factor's fresh, never-frozen meals are dietitian-approved, ready to eat in just 2 minutes. Choose from 40 weekly options across 8 dietary preferences like Calorie Smart, Protein Plus, and Keto. Eat smarter at factormeals.com/listen50 and use code LISTEN50 for 50% off plus free shipping on your first box. Factormeals.com/listen50. Code LISTEN50.
Today's episode is sponsored by NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast. Making financial decisions shouldn't feel like picking a TV show. Too many options, too much hype, and no way to know what's actually good. NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast cuts through the clutter. Their finance journalists break through real-world money decisions with clear, research-backed insights. From investing to home buying to credit cards, the nerds help you navigate major financial decisions with confidence. Leave TV to fate. Leave your next financial move to the nerds. Follow NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast wherever you listen.
If you're ready for a new job, let Express Employment Professionals help you. Express is already hiring for summer jobs in a variety of industries. Job seekers never pay a fee at Express. Go to expresspros.com to find your location. That's expresspros.com.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Jones and Keith here on WEEI. I like that line from Vrabel yesterday. Hopefully we can play cat coverage.
Cat coverage. I'm in on that.
Should I know that? I've never heard that used. I'm sure it's been used before, but I never heard it. Cat coverage. I got this cat. You got that cat. Let's go play.
I want to say, did Ty Law say that once on the air? I think I've heard something, either that or something like that before, but I mean, I'm in.
Honestly, maybe that's where Vrabel picked it up from.
Yeah, it could be.
You know?
I like, it is my favorite signing of the group, and even though, you know, Milton Williams got the bigger contract, so I like the sign that that's, or the message that that sends, but Gonzalez and Davis is a great combo. It's already, we got to be one of the, towards the top of the league for cornerback duos. So I like that one quite a bit, and hopefully they do play cat coverage.
617-779-7937. That's how you interact with Jones and Keith here on WEEI. We'll get to Rafael Devers, his borderline trade request, and a weird exchange yesterday with the media, a long exchange yesterday with the media. That comes your way. We can get to the Bruins as well if you'd like on the phones. We're broadcasting live from the WEEI studios powered by Verizon. Real quick before we get to the wide receiver search. I think we have some real insight into how they're going to play defense. And maybe you could have inferred it anyway, but they're going to continue with man coverage, physical man coverage, Gonzalez on one side, Davis on the other. And that's the way they're going to play defense. And I'll tell you what, I want to see it work, obviously, before I get fully on board with it. But if that's how you're going to do it and that's how you're going to play defense, I like it. And I think you can win games, not maybe playoff games and Super Bowls that way, but you can win 7, 8, 9 games playing defense that way, I think.
And I know you like DJ Reed, but doesn't that maybe speak to why they went with a bigger corner and Carlton Davis?
Yeah, because Reed is small.
Yeah.
The Jets played plenty of man coverage, too. It's not that he's not a man corner, but he's smaller than Davis, yeah.
But I think, those two guys are going to make the pass rush better. Hopefully you have more of an interior pass rush with Milton Williams. At least that's what we're being sold, right? That he can get after the quarterback from there. Harold Landry is a double-digit sack guy. So, last year's defense taking such a step back was brutal for the team because the offense you knew was going to be a work in progress. They were on yet another offensive coordinator. We were waiting for them to turn it over to the rookie quarterback. Didn't have a lot of options to throw to. But you're like, all right, the defense should be all right. Like, no, it wasn't. So there's more of an overhaul that needs to be done to the defense than maybe what we would have assumed going into last year. And good news, bad news, all of the players they have signed essentially are on defense.
Yeah.
And so, all right, they're trending towards being at least a top half of the league defensive team. You know, we talked about if they can get into the top 10 somehow, like what kind of, high floor that gives you.
Yeah, Rich Keith stats and info.
All over.
Did research on this.
Snipped it right out.
There was only one team in the top 10 in terms of points per game, points allowed.
Yep.
By defense. There's only one team in the top 10 that wasn't a playoff team. It was the Dolphins. They were 8-9.
Yeah.
So that was in the playoff mix. They weren't a playoff team, but they were in the mix.
And then that also gets into, does your quarterback stay healthy all season long? Right. That wasn't the case for them and whatever else. So there is a chance for that. Now, flip side, the offense is in more of a need of an overhaul. And to this point, you have added a third receiver. You have added what I think is a backup tackle, maybe a starting right tackle if you have to, and based on this roster, he would be right now in Morgan Moses. And then you also got rid of your starting center. So that's kind of where you're at right now.
I mean, they're treading water on offense and maybe even subtracting on offense. We can get into the plan at wide receiver in a moment. Real quick, text 617-779-7937. These idiots.
Is that us?
I'm assuming that's you and I.
Or we're talking about Vrabel. That's mean.
Oh,
talking about Vrabel and
maybe he's talking
Wolf?
About Vrabel. Yeah, maybe. It could be. These idiots are never satisfied with anything our teams do, losers. They complain the Pats don't spend money, and when they do, they bang on them. I think we gave them credit for spending money. I don't think Robert Kraft needed to come out and demand credit yesterday. That's what we were criticizing.
Yeah.
I actually think we gave him a lot of credit for spending money.
But ask yourself,
I didn't need Robert Kraft out there you know, whooping it up with the crowd saying he actually has been told he needs to calm down about how excited he is when he decided to spend money for the first time in 3 years. I don't need him begging for credit. That's the difference.
Also, I would disagree. I didn't want the Celtics to do anything at the trade deadline. I love the Garrett Crochet, Alex Bregman signing. Things have been on the upswing. Even the Bruins. I know the fan base is split, but they realized that they should sell, and they sold. I've actually been relatively satisfied with everything these teams have done as of late, but we can't point out the fact that they don't have a left tackle or a wide receiver, two very important positions.
No.
Like, they do need those. And also, let's just be honest with ourselves. A jersey presentation press conference for Morgan Moses and Robert Spillane. Like, come on. You're going to say, like, oh, that's awesome?
Yeah.
Please. Like, it's not Ronnie Stanley and Chris Godwin.
617-779-7937. Let's start it off with our pal Sorja in Mansfield. What's up, Sorja?
Jones and Keith, happy Friday. How are we today?
Doing great.
Really quick here. I think you got to give this Patriots offseason a C-. I think some of the signings were, you know, okay. I think the Milton Williams. The biggest problem for me is that I just don't understand that, okay, if you decided to bring Elliot Wolf back, why can't he, like, just make 100 calls a day?
Okay, because he's not doing anything.
It's not Elliot Wolf.
We need to pick something here.
Don't worry about it. It's not Wolf.
I think I heard Wiggy doing a little bit of this today, where it's like, I don't trust Elliot Wolf to draft somebody. He's not drafting anybody. I was worried about that, but I'm not going to play this game of, like, every signing I like, Vrabel gets credit, and when they don't do something, I'm going to turn around and be like, Wolf didn't do it.
No, it's on Vrabel. Look at the guys they've signed. It's not only Vrabel, but he's also leaning on, hey, Terrell Williams, who do you like? Hey, Josh McDaniels, who do you like? You know, there's been guys with overlaps with all of those guys, not Elliot Wolf. They re-signed Austin Hooper. They haven't, like, re-signed all the guys. That's what they did last year. That's all Elliot Wolf did last year, just re-sign a bunch of players. So, no, this is a Mike Vrabel offseason. I think C- is way too low.
Like, so
if you're giving out letter grades, it's closer to a B.
I would give it a B right now.
Yeah.
And, you know, I like that they spent money. I'm not going to sit here and say, guys, spend money, spend money, spend money. Then they spend it and complain about it. I'm not doing that.
I'm not doing that either. I will say, just for consistency's sake, at the beginning of free agency, we did a couple of different times. We're like, what's your ideal plan? Give us your plan. Give us this, that, and the other thing. Or
yeah, defense was an afterthought for me.
But not only that, if you could spend $100 million on a player contract, forget the player. What position would it be? D-tackle was really low on my list. Yeah. So, yes, I am glad that they spent $100 million on a player. I will take Milton Williams. I'm not anti-Milton Williams by any stretch. I thought $100 million would have gone to a left tackle or a wide receiver.
Same. So, yeah, that's why I would give it a B.
Yeah, B.
But
B's good. You can do well with a
you
B.
You get your left tackle. You get your wide receiver.
Yeah.
AA plus. Like, I mean, if
summa cum laude.
Like, I would feel a lot better about it.
Yeah.
Mark's in Medford, wants to talk Bruins. Go ahead, Mark.
Hey, good morning, guys. How's it going?
Great.
So a couple hours before the game last night, when I found out Swayman was getting the start, I said, I got a bad feeling. I think they should have started Corposalo last night. Because I think if Ullmark wasn't on the other end, I think Corposalo would have got the start last night. And Ullmark told the Bruins last night, see, you got rid of the wrong guy.
So I disagree they got rid of the wrong guy. Ullmark's been fine this year, better than I thought. He still stinks. I wouldn't trust him at all in the playoffs. He's never won a round in the playoffs.
What about the Swayman stock? How are you feeling about Swayman?
Oh, no. Swayman has been terrible.
Yeah.
But, like, I would still rather have Swayman long-term than Ullmark. I would still rather that.
Maybe Mark felt that way before the game. I think that's kind of revisionist history for most people, because going into last night's game, I was like, Swayman, Ullmark, they had won
two in a row. You thought maybe they had turned the corner. Yeah.
None of them are back-to-backs. We've consistently seen Swayman get, what, three starts in a row, four starts in a row? You know, outside of, like, back-to-backs.
I have no problem with Swayman starting the game.
No. Don't get me wrong. He was bad in the game, but I was
terrible.
Yeah.
He was terrible. Yeah. But the decision to start him, I agreed with. It's on Swayman that he sucked. But I would still and maybe I'm in the minority on this, I would still rather have Swayman than Ullmark.
I wouldn't trade those two right now.
Right.
If you were like, hey, Ottawa, would you take Swayman for Ullmark? I bet they would.
Doesn't Ullmark have the same deal now on AAV?
Yeah, he did. He signed the same deal.
Yeah. So, like, you could have kept him on a cheap deal.
Yeah.
So I'm not saying you had to give him that deal, but, like, who would you rather have on this contract? I would still rather have Swayman, who's been worse than Ullmark,
mm-hmm.
but it's also not a one-year deal. So this is a lost season for Swayman. He stinks. Terrible. Awful season. Does that mean he's going to be terrible the whole contract? I mean, it could.
Maybe.
But I would personally wager against that. Personally.
Yeah.
Meanwhile, here's Mike Vrabel. I think you're personally wagering against the idea the Patriots are going to land a wide receiver.
Yeah,
like
not
Cooper Kupp
want
in free agency. Here's Vrabel when pressed about the wide receiver need yesterday.
Hi, Mike.
Hi, Sophie.
I was just curious. There were the reports about you guys going after Chris Godwin. Obviously, he re-signed with Tampa Bay. I'm curious what your thoughts are or what your plan is at the wide receiver position and how you plan to address that, whether it's free agency or the draft.
Yeah, I'm not going to talk about any of the other players other than the ones that are right here and the ones that are currently on our football team. We'll continue to target. Matt Collins will be in here tomorrow. He's a wide receiver. Oh. You know, but we'll continue to look at the wide receiver position as it relates through free agency, explore every option with other teams, and potentially, you know, then we'll get to the point where we're looking in the draft. And there's just a lot of time. And I know that everybody's like, it's over at free agency. It's never over.
So, tough answer.
I don't like that at all.
I don't care for it. And also, she just was pointing out you went after Godwin and he's off the board. And he's like, well, I'm not going to talk about Godwin. Like, I didn't ask you about Godwin. We're just pointing out the fact that you wanted a big-time receiver, didn't get him.
You whiffed.
What are you doing next? I'm not talking about Godwin.
You struck
Fine.
Out. Yeah.
You missed him. And then you tell me Mac Hollins is a receiver? Great.
It's over.
Yeah. So, we got Mac Hollins. That does not do anything for
me.
Oh,
good. He'll be in town today.
I like his outfits.
Yeah.
Great.
I think he's a good third or fourth receiver,
good
but that's
character.
What he is. He's a wide receiver you signed,
yeah.
But he's nothing more
Free
than that.
Free agency is never over. I'm like, well, we're getting there.
Okay. I agree with
it's
that.
It's almost over.
We got this tweet. You ready for this?
I'm ready.
Liberty Bibbity.
Liberty Bibbity.
On Twitter. Okay. Jones, the apoplectic feeling about not having a wide receiver or left tackle on March 14th, with a draft and trade still in front of us, reminds me of the Simpsons episode where Homer has to wait 5 days for his handgun permit. But I'm mad right now. Nothing's
Good
happened.
Good Homer reference.
Nothing's happened in free agency since Monday.
No.
And obviously you can still make a trade. You can still sign people.
What, you don't like Caleb Von Chase on?
You can draft people.
Another defensive player?
But most of the good players are gone. Like, can we all just acknowledge most of the good players are gone? Doesn't mean they're all gone. It doesn't mean you're done. But most of the good players now are gone.
I think it would have to be a trade right now for me to be really excited about a number one at either spot. And like free agency is pretty much dried up. I don't think they're getting Cooper Kupp. Every other name that is currently available wouldn't do it for me, right? Maybe Cam Robinson, but even then, there's a lot of people that are talking the other way on Cam Robinson. Be like, you don't want this guy. You don't want to commit a lot of dollars to him. So fast forward to the draft. You have the number 4 pick right now. You can't take a tackle and a wideout at number 4.
Nope.
Right? And even if you do, what's the guarantee?
You could take a wide receiver and a corner at 4.
You could
maybe.
Yes, you could.
But not a wide receiver and a tackle.
Right. And then even the tackle is up in the air on whether the guy, like, say it's Will Campbell, there's a debate on whether or not he's a left tackle or whatever else. So I don't know if you can't pencil in starters at either position based on the draft, and free agency's dried up. So now you do have to get into a trade situation. And where's that?
That's how I feel about it. Real quick, two items on Cooper Kupp. You don't think they're getting him?
No chance.
Diana Rossini said the Patriots are out. Does that make you feel any better?
Ooh, maybe they're back in. All right. I thought they were out, but if Rossini says they're out, then maybe they're in.
Maybe they're actually in.
All right, maybe they signed him yesterday.
Jeff Howe also has this. Wide receiver Cooper Kupp's asking price has been as high as 15 a year, per sources.
That's not much.
Giardi had a tweet yesterday, the asking price is out of control. I agree with
15?
You.
15? That's not out of control.
I don't think that's out of control either.
Justin Fields just got 20.
It sounds like he'd take less for a preferred destination, but if teams are willing to hit $15 million a year, it would widen the list of landing spots. Howe adds, teams have heard Kupp's preferences to stay on the West Coast. Location definitely isn't a deal
just
breaker,
like DK Metcalf.
But it is part of the consideration. So that's how I feel.
Yeah.
If you hit Howe is saying, if he's right, if you hit $15 million, you'll get him, whether you're a West Coast team or not.
So one of the things that would concern me too is if you are holding out hope that it's the Patriots. If they really wanted him, wouldn't they have traded for him?
I mean, yes.
It's not going to cost you much. Then you can negotiate it with him solely, and you have him. Like he's your guy. Now you're fighting with up to 12 other teams. Teams that might be on the West Coast, teams that might have a better playoff or Super Bowl chance, teams that have a better quarterback. Like you're not gonna win that. So we'll see. Now you're getting into this bidding war thing. So like, is that really what you wanted to do? And
no.
Then, so the only way you're gonna sign them is if you can get a good deal on them, but you didn't want to trade for them so you could like negotiate them with them solely. It's not looking good for the Cooper Kupp.
They tend to not win these battles in free agency. That would include Chris Godwin. I'm supposed to believe they offered what? For Chris Godwin, we'll get to this with our.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Question for our listeners. Which automaker assembles the most vehicles in the country? Here's a hint. It's the same one that employs the most hourly workers in the country, and the answer is Ford. That's not a coincidence. It's a commitment. A commitment your local Ford stores share. And that is why Ford is now offering employee pricing across their full lineup of vehicles, which means you pay what they pay. So visit your local Ford stores today to take advantage of this great opportunity. Ford Motor Company. From America for America.
Dollar Shave Club delivers premium razors without premium prices. Get close, comfortable six-blade shaves, swift rinse and four blades for thicker hair, and translucent shave butter for precision. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun. Use promo code HOMERUN for 20% off.
Hey everyone, summer is just around the corner and May's packed with reasons to celebrate. Whether you're firing up the grill for a backyard barbecue, soaking up the sun by the pool, or enjoying a long weekend with friends and family, Whole Foods Market makes it easy to kick off the season with great everyday prices on high quality favorites from fresh produce to grilling essentials. Let's dive into the savings and get your summer fun started right. Personally, I love how easy Whole Foods Market makes it to pull together a last-minute gathering. I was there recently picking up a few things for a cookout, and those yellow low-price signs are no joke. I grabbed their No Antibiotics Ever Ground Turkey and a few 365 by Whole Foods Market Organic Salad Kits. Honestly, so convenient and surprisingly affordable. The quality is still everything you'd expect, but I definitely felt like I was scoring a deal, which I love. Plus those yellow sale signs, I make a beeline for them now. Especially when I saw strawberries on sale, we went through two cartons in one day. Save on May celebrations with great everyday prices at Whole Foods Market.
Can't get enough baseball? Start streaming MLB Network today. Get up to 15 out-of-market games a week live on any device, plus 24/7 access to MLB Network's award-winning shows, including live game look-ins and exclusive player interviews. And hear live radio play-by-play from all 30 clubs with MLB at Bat. Enjoy the home of baseball from virtually anywhere. Plans start as low as $5.99 per month. Sign up now at MLBNetwork.com/stream. Available in the U.S. only. Blackout restriction applies. Visit MLB.com/subscribe for full terms and conditions.
Your phone call's next.
I was a fired up Adam Schefter on his podcast yesterday,
sure was.
Keith.
You a fan of Bush, by the way?
Chris Godwin.
Yeah, 16 Stone, great album.
Yeah. They had a couple heaters, for sure.
Yeah.
Then what happened? Kind of disappeared into the sweet night?
Well, that next album, not so hot.
Yeah.
Had like a song or two on it.
That would have. Yeah, that gets you.
Yeah.
With Gwen Stefani, right?
I was just going to say
Gavin Rossdale.
Gavin Rossdale was dating Gwen Stefani for a time.
Dude, there was a show I saw him. He did some garbage acoustic show at Hot Rock. I was already checked out. But either way, the show ended with like a Q&A type thing, and every question
was about Gwen?
Was like Gwen-based.
I mean, how could it not be?
When did you know you fell in love with her? Hey, what was it like to work with her?
I mean,
it was
I saw one Don't Speak video, and I was like, I fell in love with her. What do you think?
1 month later, I think they were divorced.
Yeah.
That's like how quick it was. Like, he must have been up there like, you mother.
Yeah.
Like, can we stop talking about her, please?
I'm the lead singer of a successful band. Ask me about Bush.
He pulled out the acoustic. I'm like, is this like going to be this all night? I go, so help me God, if he plays Machine Head on an acoustic, I am out of here.
So it makes sense, though. Like, the third thing we mentioned about Bush was him.
Yeah.
And Gwen Stefani. So it makes sense. All the questions
were I guess that one cuts both ways.
Yeah.
Right? You're a little bit more famous because of your wife, but then also it's like, that's all they want to talk about.
Yeah, but Come Down, Glycerine, Machine Head.
Glycerine. As a middle schooler, you're like, I don't know what the hell this means.
Remember he played it in the rain in the MTV Spring Break?
Pouring rain.
Hell yeah, he did.
You better watch out. I feel like the rain and like the microphone, that could like electrocute you, couldn't it? Seems dangerous. Hazardous.
It's all right.
I think their second album had a couple recognizable songs, but none.
No. If I heard it, I would know. There was like a song or two.
Yeah.
Was Mouth on that? Was that the name of one of the songs?
Maybe.
Mouth?
Swallow was one.
Mouth and Swallow were the names of their songs?
The name of the band is Bush.
You got me there. Good point.
They have way more albums than you think. They're another one of these bands that, like, you stopped listening to them in the 90s, but they did not stop.
In my head, I think they have two, so how many do they have?
All right, so 16 Stone came out in 94.
That thing rocked.
Suitcase.
If you hate on 16 Stone, you don't know what you're talking about.
No, that's all you know.
had 9 different albums.
Yeah, the second one, what'd you say it was? Razorblade Suitcase? That
yeah,
sounds
Razorblade
familiar.
Suitcase was in 96. The Science of Things was 99. So they had three in the 90s. And then they had Golden State, The Sea of Memories, Man on the Run, Black and White Rainbows, The Kingdom, and The Art of Survival.
No, they didn't.
The Art of Survival.
Go back to making songs called Swallow and Mouth.
Swallowed and Mouth were on the second album.
There you go. Yeah. So that had a couple.
But the first one was
Yeah, it was no 16
was
Stone.
No. Machine Head and Glycerine and Come Down.
Yeah, don't sleep on Come
These
Down.
These guys kick ass.
617-779-7937.
It is Pi Day.
Oh, it and is Pi Day.
An unrelated note. Or perhaps very related.
You know what? We forgot.
Come on. Clean it up. It doesn't matter with you.
We forgot.
Yeah. I was going to bring in a bunch of pies. Damn it. We're going to bring in just a ton of pies.
It's a coffee cake down the hall.
No, that's gone.
Oh, okay. That's long gone. Okay.
Yeah.
Doesn't quite fit.
No.
It's Pi Day. You guys are eating a giant coffee cake.
Listen,
yeah,
we got
it's
what
the
we
closest
got.
Thing we had, all right? What do you want from us?
We should just, like, not even mention it, but just, like, throughout the show, just eating pie. So people tune in. They're just like, what are these guys doing? Well, it's Pi Day after all.
Yeah. We just update our progress. Turk could just, like, update our percentage as we go.
Keith's eating six pies. It's not even noon yet.
Well,
he's a hungry guy.
Yeah, he's ill.
But anyway, Schefter talking about Godwin and just kind of losing his mind a little bit.
Oh no, he gets a little hot under the collar.
But he's also
Godwin.
He's an angry little fella.
He is an angry little fella.
Yeah, $30 million a year for Godwin.
No.
Fully guaranteed.
Okay, that's not what he said. People are like, they offered him $30 million a year. Mm. He said they offered potentially,
yeah,
which that word's doing a lot of work.
He just kept counting.
Potentially is doing a lot of work.
It is.
He said potentially 28, 29, maybe even $30 million a year.
But what was it? Carnage in the streets.
But what was it really, Adam?
Yeah. No, they offered, I bet, potentially $30 million. Potentially. You have to play 17 games a year. Yeah. You have to show up for your workout bonus. You have to play all 5 years on your contract or whatever. You have to meet all the guarantees. The team has to want to keep you all of those. Like, so, yeah, sure, potentially. It's all fake money. What was the real offer? So Schefter's doing a lot of work for them there, I think. I bet they didn't have the best offer for Godwin.
Well, I think
I bet they did not have the most take home, the biggest value for Chris Godwin, which is why he's in Tampa.
I think Schefter does a lot of work for the Patriots. Like, you definitely see that over the years. I think even more recently, like, he's one of the guys that's still kind of linking them to Cooper Kupp, where everybody else is like, nah, that's not happening. He's like, well, they're one of, like, the contenders on it. It's like, no, they're not. And I don't know, like, does it really make you as a Patriots fan feel a lot better that, hey, they offered Chris Godwin a lot of money?
And he's like, no.
It's better than not, but also, guess what? They weren't in on Devontae Adams. They weren't in on DK Metcalf. They weren't in on Deebo Samuel.
Right.
But then they were in on Godwin, who they didn't get. And my whole fear all along, and this goes back to the conversation about receiver that we talked about before, with how they got Mac Hollins and they're not done yet. There was a list of about 10 names, and we've already seen 4 or 5 of them change teams. And my whole thing was, you can't get shut out. Don't get shut out on those guys. We can all prioritize who we like more than others, right? Like, you had, like, DK Metcalf really high on your list. I had Devontae Adams really high on my list, and you're going down. If you miss out on all those guys, you don't get credit for throwing 25. Even if it was $30 million, you don't get credit for that. You didn't get them.
And to your point, so they offered the most money to Ayuk, he said no. They offered the most money to Ronnie Stanley, he said no. They offered potentially $30 million a year to Chris Godwin, and I bet it wasn't that.
No, probably not.
And he said no? Is that supposed to be good?
Uh-huh.
All these players are saying no to you when you're offering them the most money? That's not good either. 617-779-7937. You can jump out on that. With all your Patriots phone calls coming up here on Jones and Keefe, it is a Friday. We'll have a Friday 4-pack coming your way at 11:30. We'll update the Jones and Keefe bracket. I know the baseball region is out there. The Rays against Team USA. Fred McGriff modeling those nice Devil Rays uniforms. We also had the Pat Patriot uniform earlier today.
Yeah, they're going to go on a long run, I would imagine.
That's going to be a beatdown in round
one. That's why they're the 2 seed.
That's true. No, they're the number 2
high seed.
You could argue they should be the number 1 seed
in that
football region. So that's at Jones and Keefe. You can vote on Twitter. You can see the full bracket on Twitter and Instagram again, at Jones and Keefe. Let's get to Rafael Devers. Rafael Devers yesterday had what I would consider another awkward press conference. And you'll hear some of that coming up. And we'll get to the latest reporting from Sean McAdam. He considered demanding a trade out of Boston this offseason. We'll do that with all your phone calls next.
Hey, I'm Josh Fink, owner of Knicks Menswear. Getting married? Don't rent some random suit. At Knicks, we help you own the look for about the same price as a rental. You're marrying the love of your life. Don't you deserve a suit that's yours forever? Knicks Menswear, your friend in style.
Do you believe you are wrongfully terminated for speaking up against your employer? Wilshire Law Firm isn't afraid to go up against corporate giants and will protect you every step of the way. Get justice and feel safe.
Call the experts at Wilshire Law Firm at 1-800-800-3333.
I'm Emma Greed, and I'm the host of the Aspire podcast, a show where I talk to the world's most brilliant minds about building the life of your dreams. Listen to and follow Aspire with Emma Greed, an Odyssey podcast, available now wherever you get your podcasts.